This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Wednesday the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency, UNRWA, must be shut down.
And we need to get other UN agencies and other aid agencies replacing UNRWA if we're going to solve the problem of Gaza as we intend to do.
Major donors suspended their funding to the agency after Israel accused 12 of some 13,000 agency employees in Gaza of taking part in the October 7th U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas-led attack that sparked the devastating Israeli offensive in Gaza. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Wednesday said UNRWA was the backbone of all humanitarian response in Gaza. Iran has threatened to decisively respond to any U.S. attack on the Islamic Republic after President Joe Biden linked Tehran to the killing of three U.S. soldiers at a military base in Jordan. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The U.S. has signaled it's preparing for retaliatory strikes in the wake of the Sunday drone attack that also injured around 40 troops. But there are concerns that any additional American strikes could further inflame a region already roiled by Israel's war on Hamas and the ongoing attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels on shipping in the Red Sea. The Iranian warnings first came from Amir Saeed Iravani, Iran's ambassador to the UN in New York. He gave a briefing to journalists late on Tuesday, according to the state-run IRNA news agency. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States on Wednesday added more than a dozen Chinese companies to a list created by the Defense Department to highlight firms it says are allegedly working with Beijing's military.